بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. الحمد لله. This is the fourth such session we have in preparation for the month of Ramadan, the way our pious predecessors prepared for it. Alhamdulillah, in the previous sessions we spoke about the Quran al-Kareem, we spoke about how the month of Ramadan has become blessed through the Quran al-Kareem. How Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, the best of all Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, and he had been chosen to carry the best of all books, the Quran al-Kareem. And we explained the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, was the night in which the Quran al-Kareem was revealed. Therefore, such a great month. And we said that the greatest pious predecessor that we have is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we first have to try and emulate his life, see what his life was like before we go on to anybody else. All the other pious predecessors after that tried their level best to emulate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the asal, he is the original. We always have to try to emulate his sunnah, and that is the original that we have to try to strive for. And we will carry on striving till the day we leave this world. We can never reach that level. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, I went through some ahadith, quite a few, about 10 ahadith, about some of the practices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to Ramadan, etc. So I've compiled about 10 of them, and I wrote down the summary of each, so it doesn't take a lot of time, inshallah. Firstly, when the end of Sha'ban was coming, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to draw the attention of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, boost their spirits, and used to give them glad tidings of the month of Ramadan, and he used to give them the virtues of the month of Ramadan in a very beautiful manner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that is mentioned in Nasai, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not going to mention the Arabic, I'll mention the translation inshallah, says, "There has come to you Ramadan, a blessed month, truly a blessed month." And we explain the blessedness is mainly due to the Quran al-Kareem being revealed in this month. Anything that is connected to the Quran al-Kareem becomes blessed and important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most great, has enjoined you to fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to fast in this month. In it, the gates of Jannah are open. Gates of Jannah open. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is admitting people into Jannah into this month. And the gates of Jahannam are closed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say that every rebellious, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, every rebellious devil is changed. So these big shayateen who traverse the earth whispering into our ears for us to do evil, they are chained in this month. So it's just us purely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ourselves. We do any evil in this month because of our own selves. It is our nafs, our carnal desire that has not been controlled and brought into check. So this is what our pious predecessors, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they used to bring their nafs into check before the month of Ramadan, so that when this month comes, that nafs doesn't overpower us to do sin. Then we can't blame the devils anymore, we can't blame shayateen, we have to blame ourselves. So this was their effort. So the shayateen are chained in this month. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great favor upon us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chained these devils so that good deeds become easy. We'll see after Isha now to sit for a few minutes. Sometimes it's difficult for us to read some extra nafil, is very difficult over and above our normal salah. But in Ramadan, we're performing 20 rakats. Then we're performing tahajjud again. Then we're fasting the entire day. We're reading Quran al-Kareem. So now to open the Quran al-Kareem is difficult to read one page. But in that month, it becomes easy to read 10 paras also. It's very easy. Nothing is difficult. You know, I found time. Although it's just eating that's taken out of our whole timetable. Only eating is taken out. Eating takes 15, 20 minutes, half an hour the most. So all in all, 1.5 hours, we take all three meals at the most. But see how much time we have in that month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put so much barakah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, in it, there is a night that is better than a thousand months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran al-Kareem also, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Verily, we have revealed this Quran al-Kareem on the night of power. And what will explain to you and what will tell you what is the night of power? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the question and is giving the answer also to us. Now the question was there to draw our attention. What is this night of power? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. That this month of this night of power is better than a thousand months of ibadah. So how this came about? Sahaba radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. So the other ummats of the past used to live thousands of years. They got so much ibadah. How are we going to reach their level of reward in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these verses, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, one night of ibadah is better than a thousand months of ibadah. Just this one night. And it's so easy. From now, we can get the thawab. Comes in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not sure of the exact reference, but it's a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever recites Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, the first surah of Barak 29, and Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Sajda, in a night, he will get the thawab as if he had done ibadah on the night of power. So we can all do that. It's very easy. It will take us 10 minutes, inshallah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes on to say, whoever is deprived of this night, whoever is deprived of the blessing of this night by committing sin, by doing evil, by being oblivious, by leaving out salah, by doing something that is against the commands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I was hearing, we heard all last year, in an area near us, they were playing padel tennis in the last 10 days of Ramadan. What's happening? In the last 10 days of Ramadan, playing padel tennis. So, what other loss can there be? So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, whoever is deprived of this night is indeed deprived. He is the definition, the embodiment of deprivation. The person who has lost out on this night, he is the embodiment of deprivation. We know the famous hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam climbed up the minbar and he said Ameen three times. Sahaba Radhiyallahu Anhu asked, what is this? So, you know, as Jibreel Alayhi Salaam came down to me tonight, today, and he ordered me to say Ameen. Say, what was it? So the two other duas are not relevant, inshallah, mention it sometime, but the one dua was that woe be to that man who finds Ramadan doesn't find forgiveness. Because this nafs is not under control. We haven't subdued this nafs. So we need to start this ibadah now, this little fasting, Quran and Kareem, staying away from sin, sitting in good company. Then it will subdue this nafs, then it will become easy to spend that month of Ramadan. Otherwise, that excitement that we say in Urdu, that josh, that excitement for a few days will last. We see the first 5-6 days, mashallah, full. Then for the next 20 days, it's empty until the 25th night. 25th night, 23rd night, you see the people come back until Eid day. Eid morning, you see them for Fajr, and then winter. So we shouldn't be like that. We have to subdue our nafs so that we are prepared. We have to prepare that phone to be charged. If this phone has all dirt in the charging port, it's not going to be charged. We have to take out the dirt from before for that booster, that imani booster. Take out the dirt from the heart for that imani booster. So then after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to obviously perform the Fajr Salah. That was the first action of the day. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith of Muslim Sharif, whoever performs his Fajr Salah in Jamaat is under the protection of Allah. There is so many things out there, hijackings. One uncle was just saying, you know, Sunday's here. So he was telling me that, you know, I always used to say I'm not coming for Fajr because of the safety issue. But that my wife told me that when you're going to work, then there's no safety issue. But to come to Allah Ta'ala's house for Fajr, where He promises you protection, there you're worried about thieves. Then. Some Musalli told me this, hit me also. Says, look at this, look at the mindset of a person who outwardly will say, this person don't have deep. But we should never judge. I say, I can learn something from everyone. SubhanAllah. So he told me this. Says, his wife told him this, that Allah Ta'ala is promising you protection for Fajr. There's no promise of protection when you wait to your shop, but there you go, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, doesn't matter. But 1 hour earlier to come for Fajr is a problem. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to perform his Fajr in Jamaat. And thereafter, after Fajr. This was the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's habit right through the year, not only in Ramadan. So we can start now to form our Fajr in Jama'at. Let's make this intention. And after Fajr, to sit till sunrise, to sit till Ishraq. So you know, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to sit till sunrise, making azkar, making some dhikr, reciting the Quran al-Kareem until Ishraq, and is to perform Ishraq salah, 2 or 4 rakats. What a great blessing. In those 2 or 4 rakats, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promises. Now there's restrictions on Hajj and Umrah, restrictions on so many things. We need a quota, we need a visa, we need an appointment to visit the Rawdah Mubarak, we need an appointment to make Tawaf, an appointment to make Sa'i and what not. But by performing the 2 or 4 rakats of Ishraq Salah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promises a full reward of Umrah and Hajj. Tam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated it 3 times. Full reward of Hajj and Umrah, accepted. Accepted Hajj and Umrah. What else? Thereafter, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before noon used to perform the Salat al-Duha, charged. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, in Muslim Sharif also, she says it's 4 rakats of charged Salat al-Duha used to perform. One other benefit of Salat al-Duha, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba one day that every bone in your, every joint in your body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants sadaqah to be given for you. Sahaba said, we don't have so much money every day to give sadaqah for that. So perform the Salat al-Duha, perform this chas salah, that sadaqah will be given. It will be protected. Remember, sadaqah is a protection. All our limbs will be protected. We see our ulama, they're old, 80 years old. Today I saw Hazrat Mufti Raza al-Aqsaq. Almost 80 years old, mashallah, still well. 2 knee replacements and kidney operations and this problem. That problem is still, alhamdulillah. You won't say, but some of other people you see at 80, they can't remember their name also. This is the protection of in Quran and Hadith and Amal of Sunnah is our lives, and they protect it. Then I'll try to go through this a bit faster, inshallah, or cut it short, inshallah. The sadaqah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to give a lot of sadaqah in the month of Ramadan. Comes in Bukhari Sharif Hadith, it says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be more generous in the month of Ramadan. We also, alhamdulillah, can give a little more. If we're giving 2 rand sadaqah, give 4 rand sadaqah. If we can't do that, give a kajur to somebody. Do something like that. We don't have to be extravagant and give big amounts of anything. We can do things in moderation and just a little more than what we usually do. And this was when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to meet him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to become more generous. This was in the month of Ramadan. And what Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet him for? For duha, for revision of the Quran al-Kareem. Every night Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to recite the Quran al-Kareem to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Many of us will say this is for the fast. But every one of us have some Quran. If you memorize 10 surahs, every day we can read that 10 surahs to someone. If you memorize 15 surahs or 5 surahs, the last 5 surahs of the Quran and Surah Fatiha, sit down at the half and say, please, test me those 5 surahs. This is a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we start now also. And if we try to memorize a little bit more, 1-2 ayats more, if you don't know Surah Yasin, Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak, 1 ayat a day, I'm sure any hafiz will be willing to do that for us. Inshallah, we'll continue from there. There's quite a few more things I want to mention. Also want to mention about the Taraweeh, the difference between Taraweeh and Tahajjud. Inshallah, we'll mention it in the next sitting, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Also, now is the days of Bidh, the white days, Ayyam al-Bidh, 13th, 14th, 15th. Today was the 13th of the month. Tomorrow will be 14th and 15th. We can try to fast at least one of those days. Monday at least. We get double thawab. Fasting Ayyam al-Bidh and a Monday fast. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to do this. From now we start accustoming our body to this. After Isha, we spend a little bit of time, perform 2 rakats extra. Even 2 rakats extra, we start making our body accustomed for the month of Ramadan, for the beautiful Taraweeh Salah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi. Subhanallah, bihamdi. Subhanallah. Thank you.